take it or leave it. Time to sharpen your wits with Eversharp. Yes, take it or leave it, presented by Eversharp, manufacturers of famous Eversharp precision writing instruments and Eversharp chic injector razors and blades. Take it or leave it, the most exciting game you ever played. The game that doubles in interest with every question asked. The game with the giant jackpot race. And so I give you the man with the $64 question, Eversharp's distinguished paymaster of ceremonies, and here he is, Phil Baker!
Thank you. Thank you, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to Take It or Leave It. Well, folks, I've got some good news tonight for you. You don't have to worry anymore about those flying discs. I found out it was just Bing Crosby throwing away a lot of Sinatra records. Anyway, I can't understand why people scare so easily. One fellow I know ran down to the cellar and didn't come out for a week. As soon as the show was over, I'm going right back again. Everybody was seeing discs every place. There was even a rumor that a lot of discs fell all around the White House. But the FBI made the Republicans clean up all those Dewey buttons. And right at this point, I'd like to interrupt the program for a special dispatch from Egypt. But nobody here understands Egyptians, so back to Take It or Leave It. And here's our first contestant, who is Mr. Bill... What?
Schwamm.
Schwamm?
That's right.
Gee, how do you do, Mr. Schwamm?
How are you doing, Mr. Baker?
Nice having you with us tonight.
Thank you.
Are you in fine fettle?
Sorry, what a fettle is.
Not a fettle, a fettle.
A fettle?
Yes.
Well, I'd say yes.
You're in fine fettle?
I'm in fine fettle.
You look a little pale around the gills there. What
I am.
That? You are? Oh, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Schwamm. What makes you so nervous?
Well, you know, I've never been on the radio before.
Uh-huh. What are you reaching for? Is there anything?
I'm trying to hold onto the ceiling, something.
I see.
Something grab a hold.
You want to pull up Morris or something? Huh?
Won't commit myself.
You smoke?
Yes, I do.
You do, eh?
Yes.
Remember the first time you smoked?
My folks are here.
Oh, go on. Father caught me when I was a kid with a pack of Philip Morris in my back pocket. A minute later, they were flat 50s. Tell me, Mr. Schwamm, it says here that you're a salesman. What do you sell?
I sell church goods supplies.
Church goods supplies?
Right.
And how's business these days?
Fine.
Well, I'm happy to hear that. I really am. And you you live here, do you?
Yes, I do.
You like the movies?
Yes, I do.
Did you you like Dennis Morgan?
I can't say I've ever seen him.
Huh?
I've never seen him.
You heard about him lately?
Oh,
you
yes,
read about him in the paper?
Him.
Well, after the
yes.
broadcast, the captain of the SS Mauritania wants me to play a song dedicated to Dennis Morgan. It's entitled, His Feet's Too Big for His Bed. Nobody reads the papers. Okay, let's get on with the show. What have you chosen, please?
Number one.
Number one, orchestra and accordion. Okay, Mr. Schwamm, here we go. We go to work. Broadway. All of these popular songs are being heard on Broadway right now. How many do you know? For a dollar, Al Sack, take it away.
That was a steal.
No help. That was a steal, eh?
Yeah.
Well, this one won't be. You're on your own now.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Yeah.
What a beautiful morning. Just because you'd sell church supplies, you don't have to speak way down here like that. You know what I mean? Speak up, will you, please? Okay?
All right.
Huh?
All right, I'm with you.
Okay, boy. Well, I'm with you, bud. Put it there. Believe me.
Okay.
All right, here we go. This is from the same show. I'll give you that tip.
Okay.
Here's the title.
People will say we're in love.
Well, say it.
People will say we're
that's
in
right,
love.
That's right, that's right. That's right. Now you have $4. What'll we do?
Oh, we'll keep going.
Well, of course.
Sure.
You're getting encouraged now, aren't you? Hammerstein and Rogers are really great composers. They wrote those songs. You know, I once wrote a song called Sitting Bull's Last Stand Beside the Shalimar Under the Garden Gate, waiting in a cottage mall by a waterfall in Pasadena where the sea is sunny and dawn comes up like a fish in the good old summertime. Good night, folks. We're a little late. Okay?
Ready?
Ready. Here we go for $8. Take it. You have $8. What'll we do?
Oh, we'll keep going.
Keep going, of course. Confidence, my boy. That'll do it every time. Here it is, from the same show. I'm playing it very badly. Can you distinguish that melody?
Oh, I can't hear it.
You can, I can't either. Da dee da da da. Da dee da 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 da. Isn't this mic a little too high for you, isn't it?
No, that's not for that's not the mic.
Well, is it all right, I mean, for your voice to speak right
oh,
in?
Oh, fine.
It's okay,
fine,
huh?
Fine, yes.
I see. Uh-huh. Well, I just wanted to give you a little hint there, but as long as you don't want me to raise the mic while you hold this question sheet, I won't do it. Okay? Huh? See, you're a funny duck tonight.
Yes, I really am.
You're a clever guy, though. You know what it means to read between the lines? Huh?
Yes.
All right, go ahead. Read between the lines. I said between the lines. What's the name of the song? Between the lines? No! What is the name of the song? What are you looking at? What are you doing there with my question sheet? What's the name of it?
If This Isn't Love.
If This Isn't Love,
yes.
Yeah. Now, what do we do? You have $16. Would you like to take it? The next one is a little tough. You haven't heard this song, it's a little tough. What do you want to do? Take 16 or try it with 32? Make up your mind. Huh?
Oh.
Take $16?
Take $16.
The gentleman takes $16. Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Oh, no.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Isn't that what you meant? You
no.
want to try it with 32?
No, I'll try.
Okay.
Sure.
Here we go. $32.
I understand. Thank you.
Enough, almost like
just
being in love.
Oh,
okay.
Almost like being in love.
Now what do we do? You want to try for 64?
Ah, we'll go.
Okay,
sure,
for $64. Let's have it. What is it? What is it? You don't know it.
No, I don't.
I'm terribly sorry. I really am. The song is "There's No Business Like Show Business" from Annie Get Your Gun. Stand by for the giant jackpot. Better luck next time. All right, here's our next guest of the evening, who is Mrs. Florence Manning. How do you do, Mrs. Manning?
How do you do?
Nice having you with us tonight.
It's nice being here.
Where are you from, Mrs. Manning?
Oh, 4 weeks ago tonight, I came from Chicago.
Nice town, Chicago. Mm-hmm. That's a nice outfit you have on.
Thank you.
Is your hubby here tonight to notice it?
No, he's home and he's listening and he has the gout, poor man.
When he's listening and he has the gout.
Isn't that awful?
That's John Swell of him. Believe me, it is. It really is. It isn't.
No.
Does he suffer much with the gout?
He sure does.
What does he do for it?
Oh, he mostly sits on a chair and ouch.
He sits on a chair and ouch?
Mm-hmm.
That's nice work if you can get it, you know. And what did you receive as a gift, please, Mrs. Manning?
An Eversharp pen and pencil.
Thank you. Remember, if your Eversharp ever needs service and is returned to Eversharp, we'll put it in good working order functionally for only 35 cents, except for missing parts, accidental, or willful damage. This service is guaranteed, not for years, not for life, but guaranteed forever. And you think your hubby is listening to your voice?
Oh, I know he is.
Really?
Really?
You'd be surprised if you walked out of here and found him at the Brown Derby, wouldn't you? Huh?
Oh, he couldn't get there.
He couldn't get there with the gout?
No.
All right, so what can I do? I made up a thing. So what have you chosen, Mrs. Manning?
Well, I'm going to try number 5.
Number 5. Okay, here we go with blue stuff. Number 5. This is a group of general questions about blue things. For a dollar, what does the blue bird symbolize?
Happiness.
Happiness. Good for a buck. Fine. Here we go with 2. What shade of blue is mentioned in this song? Take it, Al.
Alice Blue.
Alice Blue gown. Okay, fine. You have $2. Would you like to continue? Here we go with $4. What German-born film star made her first American hit in The Blue Angel? No help. No help, please. What German-born film star made her first American hit in The Blue Angel?
Marlena Dietrich
is absolutely correct. That is the answer. She's a grand actress.
She certainly is.
Yes. Marlena and I are very close. Every morning I stop at her house and yell, "Hey, Marlena!" Then I throw her paper on the lawn and go on to my next customer. You have $4. Here we go for 8. Shall we try? Here's the question. Did the Union or the Confederate Army wear blue uniforms?
The Union.
Right, whatever shall. Fine, gives you 8. Now then, what do we do, Mrs. Manning?
Go on.
It's up to you.
We'll go on.
Shall we go ahead? Okay, here we go for 16. Isn't this fun?
It surely is.
I just love it.
So far, so good.
You bet. All right, here we go for 16. I'm sure your husband is home.
I hope.
And I hope he's listening, too.
I hope he is,
yes.
Too.
What you gonna bring him if you win tonight?
$64, I hope.
All right, here we go for $16. Do you turn right or left to get to my blue heaven? Now think. Do you turn right or left to get to my blue heaven?
I turn right to my blue heaven.
Oh, gee. Right? And if it's a woman driver in front of you, it doesn't matter which way you turn, you'll still get to my blue heaven. We'll have 16. Shall we try for $32, Mrs. Manning?
Yes.
Here's the question. For $32, tell me, what Englishman painted the blue boy? What's the name of the Englishman, the artist who painted the blue boy? Very famous artist. Very famous. You won't gain a thing here tonight if you don't answer this question. You really won't.
Oh, Gainsborough.
Gainsborough! Right, let us stop. Good. Okay, here we go. You have 32. What do we do now? Try for 64. Uh-huh. What blue flower do you associate with Scotland?
Blue heather.
Blue heather or bluebell?
Blue
okay,
bell.
You have 64. This is Phil Baker following through with Take It or Leave It Forever Sharp. Here's our next guest of the evening. We now have $192 in the jackpot. The gentleman's name is Mr. Wilfred Stevenson. How do you do, Mr. Stevenson?
Hello, Phil.
Nice having you with us tonight. Enjoying the show?
Yes, indeed.
You're a little warm, aren't you, huh?
Rather.
It is warm in here. You are, it says here, in the telephone business?
That's right.
Out here?
That's correct.
Uh-huh. How close are you to Brentwood?
Well, not very close this time, Phil. I'm at Hollywood.
Hollywood?
Yes, sir. Can you arrange to get me a little phone? I mean, I need a little extension up in my upstairs room. Yeah, that's the one I talk to. You see, if you can arrange to get me a phone, I don't have to run down two flights. See? Are you trying to do that?
You have $64. Good night. Thank you. Don't we have fun on this show? Doggone it. Tell me, you're married, are you, Mr. Stevenson?
Yes, Phil.
Is your wife pretty?
Well, indeed so.
Yeah?
Yeah, she is.
I can't see her. Describe her to me. Go on.
Well, she's a redhead, Phil.
Redhead? Yes, redhead. So is mine. Yeah? You know, before I got married, I used to go out with all the Powers models. Choo Choo Johnson, Chili Williams, Candy Jones. I married a Powers model. Her name was Sour Cream Shapiro. Are you happy enough to talk to me about some moolah, something up there, sir?
Yes, I'd like to talk about number 17.
Number 17, you will speak up, won't you please, sir? Thank you very much, Mr. Stevenson. Here we go. Which is larger? This is a group of questions about the sizes of stuff. You tell me which is larger for a dollar, me or Mickey Rooney. That's fine. You have a buck. Shall we go for two? Which is larger, Greenland or Iceland?
Greenland.
Greenland, good. Right with every shot. Fine. Gives you $2, sir. Ever been to Greenland?
No, I haven't.
I was up there one time. It was so cold, the restaurants were serving chapped chicken liver. You have a... I had to do that. My boss's son sent it in. You have $2. Here we go for four. Which is larger, Montana or Colorado? No help? Think
Colorado.
Now. What?
Colorado.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. You look it up, you'll find it's Montana. Stand by for the jackpot. Better luck next time. Here we go. Next guest of the evening, I have your name here. Miss Maria Putzi, is that right?
Maria Putzi.
Maria Putzi.
That's right.
Meet Philip Putzi. How are you, Miss Putzi? And where are you from, Miss Putzi?
Monterey, Minnesota.
Monterey, Minnesota. Gee, I'll bet that's a nice place. Uh-huh. How long have you been here?
About 4 weeks.
4 weeks having fun?
Oh, indeed.
You're not married, are you?
No.
Well, the reason I asked that is because I just wanted to tell the folks out here that next Wednesday afternoon I'm going to have the time of my life entertaining a whole bunch of the boy inventors and hobby project winners from the Los Angeles Associated Boys Clubs. We've arranged a great show for the kids, and we'll top it off with all kinds of food that the boys like. I wish I were a kid again like Jack Benny, believe me. All right, Miss Putzip, what have you decided to talk to me about, please?
Second category, American history.
Says here that you are a sales girl, huh?
Yes, at the May Company. I sell every sharp pens and pencil sets.
Who asked you? That's all right. Miss Goldwater, is she your boss?
That's right.
Very charming lady. She really is. You're a sales girl, huh? Yes. I told about a secretary the other day, this man, is your boss fussy?
No.
Well, this fellow was looking for a secretary, and he was so fussy he wouldn't engage an American secretary. He was looking for a Laplander. You have, All right, Miss Putzi, you've chosen what? American history? Finish
yes.
The questions. Here it is. Each of the following consists of a question with four possible answers. You pick the correct answer. For example, if I asked you, was Ethan Allen associated with the White Mountains, the Catskill Mountains, the Green Mountains, or the Blue Ridge Mountains, you'd reply,
green.
The Green Mountains is right. Here we go for a dollar. Did the Pilgrims land at Plymouth Rock, the Rock of Gibraltar, White Rock, or Eagle Rock?
Plymouth Rock.
For a buck, fine. Give the lady a hand. Okay, here we go for two. All right. Did you take your bow?
Oh.
Take your bow. That's right. For $2, was George Washington's profession before he entered the Army lawyer, veterinary surgeon, surveyor, or lexicographer?
Surveyor,
good.
Fine. Do I have to do this every time?
Huh?
Do I have to bow every time?
No, not every time. Take one long bow and then turn it over there. That's fine. Lady took a nice bow. Okay, here we go. This one's on the May Company. It was the famous Cross of Gold speech delivered by William Jennings Bryan, William Cullen Bryant, William Allen White, or William and Mary? Was the famous Cross of Gold speech delivered by William Jennings Bryan, William Cullen Bryant, William Allen White, or William and Mary?
I'm going to make a guess. The first one.
The first one is absolutely correct. William Jennings Bryan. Oh, okay. Don, good guess. You're a good guesser.
Elimination process there.
Huh?
Elimination process.
I'll take eliminate, yes. Now, here we go for $8. We'll tell him. Boy,
am I grooming myself for sustaining? Oh, boy. Here we go for $8. Was General Custer defeated by Geronimo, Bull Run, Sitting Bull, or Santa Anna?
Sitting Bull.
Sitting Bull, right. Whatever, child. Fine, gives you $8. Now, here we go for 16. Was the first European to discover the Mississippi, Balboa, Marquette, Cortez, or DeSoto? Balboa, Marquette, Cortez, or DeSoto?
Mississippi, did you say?
Was the first European to discover the Mississippi. You're not paying any attention to me.
I'm trying too hard.
Was the famous European to discover the Mississippi, Balboa, Marquette, Cortez, or DeSoto?
DeSoto!
DeSoto, yeah! And I wish I had a glass of DeSoto water. Okay, now, they get worse. They really do. Mm-hmm. You know your American history, all right. I had a contestant last week, and I asked him what were the Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, and he said the three Andrews sisters. You have $15. Here we go to 32. Well, thank you, fellas. I thank you very much.
Take your bow.
I'll take my bow.
Okay.
Here we go to 32. Do you want to try? You can stop, you know.
Oh, I'm going to.
You can
this
take 16.
Well.
It's a lot of money. Well, in case you want to do, try 32.
Yeah.
Okay. Here it is, $32. What was the first state admitted to the Union after the original 13? Vermont, Ohio, Maine, or Pennsylvania? The first state admitted to the Union after the original 13. Vermont, Ohio, Maine, or Pennsylvania?
Maine?
No, Maine. Just because you work for the May Company, it didn't have to be Maine. It happens to be Vermont. I'm awfully sorry. Stand by for the jackpot. Better luck next time. All right, here's our next guest of the evening, who is Mr. James Smith. How do you do, Mr. Smith? Nice having you with us, sir. What do you do for a living? Would you like to tell us just a sort of a conventional and question here?
I'm unemployed at present.
You are unemployed at present. And what did you used to do?
I was a tire builder.
A tire builder?
Yes.
And what is a tire builder, sir?
Well, it's just like anything else. I mean, you put the stuff that's required for the tires together.
Yes.
That's all.
You just put the stuff that's required for the tires together and that's all? And you have a tire?
Yes.
Do they have real rubber now, or are they still using synthetic rubber?
It's partial, I think.
Partial?
Yes.
Partial, not impartial, huh? Well, partial would be impartial, wouldn't you say? Let's
yes.
get off on some screwy subject here tonight. And tell me, sir, are you married?
No.
You're not married. Are you inclined toward that end?
Well, yes and no.
Do you like to go out with girls?
Certainly.
Well, there's a beautiful girl who lives two houses down from me. She's about 5'4", has blue eyes, red hair, and a gorgeous figure. Maybe you can arrange a date for the night, huh?
Good deal.
And if it works, I'll get somebody for you. Okay. Mr. Smith, what have you chosen, please?
Number 11.
Number 11. Here we go with number 11. That is musicians past and present. Is each of these musicians known chiefly as a singer, composer, or an instrumentalist? For a dollar, Enrico Caruso.
Singer.
Singer. Good for a buck. Fine. Here we go for two. Singer, composer, or instrumentalist? Franz Schubert.
Composer?
Composer, right with Evershaw. Fine. How about Sergei Prokofiev?
I say composer.
Composer is right. Fine. How do you know so much about music? You like the classics?
No, not particularly.
I love them. I really do. Every night my family would sit around and listen to Prokofiev. Then we'd listen to McGillicuddy. Then we'd listen to Mendelssohn. Then we'd listen to McGillicuddy. Then we'd listen to Beethoven, then we'd listen to McGillicuddy. We had to listen to McGillicuddy. It was his Victrola, and he wanted it back. You have $4. Here we go for $8. How about it? Singer, composer, or instrumentalist? Arthur Schnabel. Singer, composer, or instrumentalist? Arthur Schnabel.
Singer.
No, sir. I'm sorry, instrumentalist. Stand by for the jackpot. He's a pianist, by the way. All right, here's our next guest, who is Mrs. Jessie Gibson. How do you do, Mrs. Gibson? What did you receive as a gift tonight, please?
A very beautiful pen and pencil, sir.
Thank you. Be sure to see the Eversharp CA pen that rolls ink on dry during the great CA pen sale. Prices are cut up to 60%. What have you chosen, please?
Well, 15 now.
15. Okay, here we go with number 15. That is, what? Yeah. Then and now. I'll tell you some people who held a particular job several years ago. You tell me who holds that job today. For example, if I said in 1933, Cordell Hull was Secretary of State. Who was Secretary of State today? You'd reply, George C. Marshall. In 1932, Frederick March won an Oscar for his performance in Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. What actor won the Oscar this year? No help, please. No help.
I heard something.
What?
I said this
is not... No, don't let them prompt you. What would you say?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too. It's Frederick March again. Thank you. Stand by with a jackpot. Tonight's jackpot amounts to $237. Our contestants are going to race for it, and the first one with the right answer rings the bell for all the dough. If no one wins, the money will be added to next week's jackpot. I'll be back in just a minute with that giant jackpot question that all of you at home have been waiting for. Now's your chance to match wits with our contestants. Thanks, Jay Stewart. And now for the $237 jackpot question. And remember, it's a race. The first contestant who hits the bell and has the correct answer gets the entire amount. You've got to be fast, but you've got to be right, too. Put on your thinking caps, get out your Eversharps, and let's go. Here's the question. What's the present tense of the verb wrought? Looks like no one won. No one had the correct answer. The question was, what's the present tense of the verb wrought? And the answer is work. The $237 jackpot money will be added to next week's jackpot. I thank you. The answer to the jackpot question was work. Work. W-R-O-R-K. Work. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we hope all of you listening have enjoyed Take It or Leave It as much as Eversharp has enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll meet you all again next week at the same time, so let's make it a date. This is Phil Baker and Edith Oliver reminding you to sharpen your wits with an Eversharp. Bye-bye. Bye, Eversharp. Saying goodnight for Eversharp.
We hope that you've enjoyed this recording. And for more happy listening, please visit otrcat.com.